Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We're starting the Seder HaAvoda, or we've started the Seder HaAvoda Sayoim, and again, in Meseches Yuma, the Tana of the Mishnah not only uses the opportunity to tell us what's important for the Legabe the Avoda Yom Kippurim, but he goes through the Avoda Yom Yomi. And over here he says a klal. Ein Adam Nichnas La'azor La'avoda Afilu Tor Ad She'yitpo. There's a din that a person cannot go into the Azorah, the Lashon in the Mishnah is to go in for Avoida, Afilu Tor Ad She'yitpo. Now, the diuk over here is that Adam Nichnas La'azorah Stamazoi, without Tvila, but Ein Adam Nichnas La'azorah La'avoida Afilu Tor. So the Rav says straight off the bat, La'avoida Lav Dafka. This is a gzeira. It's a clear. It's a din derabbanan. Reb Kiva Eger makes the cheshbon in over here afenort that the din bechlal that a person's not allowed to go into the azorah at sheyitpoil is a din derabbanan. The din that a person who's nichnas la'avoida is not allowed to be nichnas la'azorah la'avoida afilu toy at sheyitpoil. That din pashas the din deraisa. The Gemara learns that out. It's like the same din as the kohen gadol has to be toivel. So v'shteitzach that the avoida of the kohen gadol with the tfilois is going to be a whole seder avoida that we're going to describe. But the Mishnah starts off with a klal that's nageh b'chol avoidev avoidev v'chol koyin v'koyin. Now the Mishnah is going to introduce the special seder had sidrei had tvilois that are noig b'yem ekipurim with the koyin godl. Chomesh tvilois v'asori kiddushin tevel koyin godl u'mekadosh bay bayoyim. Tvila, we understand what tvila is. Tvila is a tvila in a mikveh. Kiddushin refers over here to the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the kiyev v'kan, every koyin. If he's not a rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, it's possible avoidev. It's one of the psulei ha'avoidev. But over here, there's going to be a whole series of tvilois. Then again, the Kohen Gadol, Chayra, one at the beginning of the day, should have sufficed. He's now going into the Beis HaMikdash for a whole Seder Yom V'Avoida. There's no din that every Maisa Avoida needs a separate Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim. But by the Kohen Gadol, it was a whole series. We'll see soon what would be the Mafsik Ben Perek LePerek to be Mechayiv him, another tvila or another Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim. The one point is what we just mentioned, which the Rav brings over here, that the Gemara learns out that if it's true by a Kohen Gadol that he has to be Toivo, Bein Avoida Lavoida, whenever there's a Hefsik, he has to be Toivo again, he has to be Mekadosh again, so that's true for sure on a Kohen who's starting the day in the Azorah, that he has to be Toivo himself before he goes to the Azorah. So that din is a din deraisa. The din miyuchid that's over here by a Kohen Gadol. Let's go back, like everything else, to the Psukim. And when you look at the Psukim in Achrei Mois, so the Pasuk says like this, B'zois Yovei Aaron al HaKodesh, Pasuk describes as Karbonis, B'par Ben Boker L'chat Tzvaya Lo'ilo. The Torah says right away, he goes in with Big Deir Lovon, which we're going to learn, Ksonis Bad Kodesh Yilbosh, U'michnes Evad Yu Al B'sor V'avnei Bad Yachkov, Mitzvah Bad Yitznoif. Those are the Big Deir Lovon that he wore, Big Day Kodesh, eh? We'll have to see what the significance of that is. And on that, the Torah says, V'rochatz b'mayim es psoroi ulevei shom. So we see clearly that the Torah defines the rechitza over here, the tvila, having something to do with putting on begodim, which is not a context that we find this in other places. The same thing is true later on the perek, in Pasuk Chavdal, V'rochatz es psoroi b'mayim b'mokom kodesh, V'lovash es begod, v'yotzev osu selos v'hazom, v'chipe ba'adoi va'ad ha'om. So you see over here also that the levishas ha'begodim is meshech shaychi to the Indian of rechitzas b'soroi b'mayim b'mokim kodesh. Now let's learn what the Mishnah has to say about it. The klal is, like we just said, there's five tvilois, and there's asora times that he does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, v'chulon ba'kodesh al beis ha'parvo, chutz mizu b'vad. All of them were in Kodesh, where we just said B'mokum Kodesh, the Pasuk says. Al Beis HaParvo. They wanted a private place. B'mokum Kodesh means that the Rechitza, the Mikveh has to be B'mokum Kodesh, it has to be in Azorah. It has to have Kedusha Azorah. That being said, the whole Tzibur was there. They wanted it to be private. So Melda, he was Toivel in a place, the Lishka. Lishka Saparva. The name Beis HaParva has an interesting name. It's described in a Mishnah in Midos. In Perakei, Parva was a name of a Mechashev, a Kishevmacher. Was it made by Kishev or was made by somebody? Kids said the name stuck and it was called Beis HaParva. It happens to have been what it was used for year round
was being moilech the skins of the behemoth, the Eiris HaKodshim, that were given to the Kehanim. So it had some type of use, but it had Kedusha Sohazara. On the roof of that Lishka, there was a mikveh. Since it has Kedusha Sohazara, it's Mekayim Dinei B'Mokum Kodesh. And all of the Kedushas, V'kulam B'Kodesh Al Beis HaParva, Chutz Mizu Bovad, the Tvila Rishoyna, since that wasn't a chelik of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, it doesn't have to be done B'Mokum Kodesh, it was a hachona, like we said, by every kohen. Every kohen going into the Avodah has to be tevil. It doesn't have to be tevil by Azorah. So this tevilah was done by the mikveh that was outside the Azorah. At the end of the Azorah, the Shar HaDrud, the southernmost part of the Azorah, next to one of the lishkois over there, there was a Beis HaMayim, that was the mikveh for the Kehanim. So over there, that's where he would be tevil the first tevilah. Thereafter, it would have to be done to be Mekayim Dinei B'Mokum Kodesh in the Azorah. Mishnah Dalet. Perisu Sodin Shabbutz Beinoyle Veinoom. This is what we said before, that it has to be done privately. So it has to be done on the roof of the Lishko, where they were able to put up mechitzas. You can't say that people were standing at different angles, because this was higher up, and the mechitzas went up. So there was nobody that was able to see him. It would have been a basic bizoyin for the Kohen Gadol, for the Olam, to be able to see the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people standing there, to see him be toivel. So Mimela, they spread out a sadin shalbutz, a sheet made out of linen, beinoy levenom, poshat, took off the begodim. Again, this is what we said, b'mokum kodesh is meshach shaychi, to the din of changing begodim. Yorad v'toval, all of in his tapik, he went down, he was toivol, he came up, he was tohor. In his tapik, he dried himself off. Heviu loy bigdei zohov, he was terrible. They brought him big days out, Kohen Gadol. And then he prepared himself for the Seder Avodah. We'll say it like this. The Tvila is a prerequisite b'chalal to being an Ovid. But the Maisa Avodah has to be done by somebody who is chal in him. The lumdus is that his Yodayim v'raglayim are klishoris. That specific has to be done with the Meikir v'kanoi. That's Kiddush Yodayim v'raglayim. There's the Tvila b'chalal, Tahara. And then there's the Kiddush Yodayim V'raglayim Bifrat in sense of Maisa Avoidu V'lovash V'Kiddush Yodav V'raglov. He was Mekadosh Yodav V'raglov with the Kiyo V'kanei. Hevi Elohis HaTomid, they brought in the Korban Tomid. And remember we said that L'choiru all the Avoidus HaYoyim have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. We had a discussion about the Trum Sadesh. And even the Korban Tomid is a Shita and Tosis that it doesn't have to be done. But Avadu L'chetchila is that it was done by the Kohen Gadol. Kirotzoi, the Mishnah says, which is a unique term, normally yishechts, finished. But over here, kirotzoi, the word kirotzoi literally means that he was shochat with the roiv. Koratz means like he scratched it. What it means is that he didn't have to necessarily cut the whole, took physical kaiches, the whole neck of the behemoth, even though there's a lechatchila. Let's point out a halacha that's mavur in the third parak of Maseches Chulin. That is, that Shechita is cutting Roiv of the two simonim in the neck of the behemoth. Roiv means only 50.1. Shal of it's it has to be over 50%, or if it's exactly Rubai Kikuloi, or does it have to be a proper Roiv? Vinishvi, he doesn't have to shech the whole thing, but there's a lechatchila, there's a mitzvah that Shechita's kachim should be performed with the whole Shechita. So, kirotzei means he only did that much. He doesn't have to do more. Umerak acher shchita al yodei, somebody else, a different kohen who was standing over there, the skan, would cut the rest of the simen. Again, like we said, the word kirotzei, the Gemara Lamed Beis brings him a quote from a pasuk in Yirmiyah, that the word kirotzei means not to shecht, but to cut. Cutting to kill. That's all it was. It wasn't the proper shchita which was done on a gantz simen. He doesn't have to do. Merak acher shchita al yodei means that somebody else would finish off. The word merak means to finish. In order that it should be a hemshich of the shchita, and it shouldn't be stamped cutting the rest of the neck of the behemoth, it had to be cut beretzifus, smoothly right away. And that's the lashon over here that Mefarshim say. Merak acher shchita al yodei. It was done for the Kohen Gadol, but it was also al yodei immediately with the Kohen Gadol. Kibbalas Adam. This had to be done again by the Kohen Gadol. This is the Avodah HaMa'akeves, the Avodah Zayor. Uzrokoi, he himself had to be Zerik the Dam. He's Hoylech and he's Zerik. Nichnas Lahaktir K'teir Shel Shachar. he went into the Kodesh to be makta the Keter Shel Shachar, ulahetiv es haneiros, to prepare the wicks, ulahakiv es haroish v'esoivorim v'esachavitim v'es hayayin. That wasn't done, obviously, inside. That was done outside, the Kevesh and the Mizbech HaChitzon. Now, the Mefarshim speak out, which comes from the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the whole Avodah, the Hefshet V'Netuach, that can be done by a Kohen Hetir. That's not a Avodah proper, that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Even the bringing the Evarim up on the Kevesh of the Mizbech that we had before in Perek Sheni, also doesn't have to be done. What has to be done by him is at the very top of the Mizbech, taking the Aver, taking the Chalokim of the Behemoth, Roish V'Eso Evarim, from the hand of the Kohen. Tosis Yom Tov adds, what we're talking about over here is the Kohen who was Zeicha B'Payis HaRevi. They did the Payis in order to know who's the Kohen who has the Zechus to bring up the Evarim, but the one who actually put it out, Gabi Ha'ishim, the final, the actual Akhtara, that was the Kohen Gadol. Not Likuva, of course, but it should be done by the Kohen Gadol. V'Sachavitin Es Hayayin, the Chavitin is the Minchas Kohen Gadol, it was his carbon. Even though another day somebody else could be Makavit, even though it came in the Chosov, but on Yom Kippur he definitely did it by himself. And the Yayin of the Nesachim of the Karban Tomit.